Now, I'm delighted to say we've been joined by Gary Forrest, who is the manager of Shildon Football Club, of course, after their incredible victory in the FA Cup over the weekend. Gary, can you hear us there?
I can, yeah.
Good evening, Gary. We've had a couple of technical difficulties, so just making sure I can hear him before I carry on. So let's just start by talking, obviously, about Saturday. What a fantastic result for the club.
Yeah, it's a fantastic result. The lads fully deserved it, to be honest with you. We went out with a game plan, and we asked the lads to stick to it, and they did. We got in at half-time. I was a bit worried at half-time because we'd missed two or three really good chances. You know what happens in these giant killing games, you miss your chances and they go down the other end and you know, take the only chance that they get. But we said to the lads at half time, listen, keep doing what we're doing, don't change anything, believe it or don't, you're getting overconfident and what have you, just stick to the game plan, and they did that, and they got what they fully deserved, to be fair.
Yeah, it's obviously a fantastic result. I think for most people I've spoken to, whether the game said it was kind of the right result in the end. Was it basically just telling them to go out like every other game then? Obviously, you do not think that obviously this is a team who are about three divisions above you. Was that kind of part of the plan?
Well, we never went to watch them, but we had a good idea of how they like to play the game. We knew they like to get the ball down and pass it, and they try to get between the lines. So we set our stall out to close them gaps and make the pitch as small as possible, and they keep the ball in their third as much as possible, you know?
Yeah.
And turn their back forearm. I don't think they're used to being to the old-fashioned Northern League style of football. So the idea was to turn them round, keep the ball in their third as often as possible, and close the gap so they couldn't get between the lines and play the football. And the lads did that very well.
Well, so they did. And you now know, obviously, your opponents in the third qualifying round. The replay was played, I believe, on Tuesday against between the two teams. You've got Stourbridge in the next round. Do you know much about them yet, or is that a work in progress?
It's Colin Myers, the Bishop Auckland assistant manager, is a very good friend of mine. He's given us a report on them. We've had bits and bobs from Whitby because they played them earlier in the season. And I know a couple of lads who watch a lot of that football down there, and they report that they're a big side, they're a strong team, they've got some pace, and me personally, I mean, people's immediate reaction was, oh, that's a good tie, but I personally think that they're probably the best team we've drawn so far. I know they're a level below Stalybridge, but I think they're possibly slightly better than Stalybridge are at the present moment. It's probably our toughest tie so far.
Well, if I have a look, obviously Stalybridge weren't in the best of form going into the game on Saturday. What do you think, obviously now you made it to the third qualifying round, obviously Shildon were the last Northern League team to actually make the first round proper a couple of years ago when they took on Notts County. I can't remember exactly how long ago it was now, but what are your goals? Would you like to make the first round? It seems like a stupid question to ask, really.
Yeah, it is. If I'm honest with you, at the beginning of the season, I was like, the FA Cup kind of gets in the way of what our objectives are, because, you know, despite what the fans might think, we're never going to win the FA Cup. And, you know, it can tie up a lot of your time and effort. But it means so much to the fans to have a good FA Cup. It's unbelievable how embraced the fans get involved in the FA Cup and you know, what a buzz it creates. So the longer we can stay in, the better. We'd like to get to the first round proper. I genuinely think getting to the first round proper of the FA Cup is harder than winning the FA Vars, because you're never going to play anybody at that level in your journey on the FA Vars. And it's a real achievement for a Northern League team these days. It must be 12 years since a Northern League team did it. I think that was Shildon. And it's a very, very difficult thing to do today. And we've already played one full-time team, because Stalybridge were full-time. You know, and if we get through the next round, the likelihood is we're going to play another full-time team. So it's not easy to get round through to the first round.
No, I think it's definitely got harder as well, because I mean, I look back at some of the FA Cup history, and it was almost regularly a team from kind of, you know, like Shildon or Spennymoor or Bishop would kind of get to the first round. It has become a much harder thing these days. Finally, kind of back to reality a little bit, you've got Newton Aycliffe on Saturday back in the Northern League. How confident are you ahead of Saturday's game?
We trained last night, and the one thing I reiterated to the players was, you know, getting themselves up for the big games in the FA Cup is one thing, but our objective is to try and win the league. It's our 125th anniversary this year, and our objective is to try and win the league. And the last twice we've played big FA Cup games, and then immediately after we've lost the league game. So we beat Padiham away from home, got beat off Gisborough. Went and beat Whitby, got beat at West Auckland. And, you know, we reiterated, we can't afford to do that. You know, we need to keep our focus for every game and go into every game with the same sort of attitude and desire. It's a local derby. Aycliffe always give us a hard game, you know, and they're fighting for their lives down there at the moment. I know it's only early doors, but they know they've got to work hard to stay in the division this year. And it's going to be a tough game, and the lads, if we don't go into it with the right frame of mind and the right attitude, we'll come unstuck.
Well, obviously, good luck for Saturday, and of course, definitely good luck in the FA Cup game against Starbridge, and hopefully we'll see you in the pot for the first round proper. That was Gary Forrest there, the manager of Shildon, after their incredible victory over Stalybridge Celtic in the first round, on the second qualifying round, I should say, of the FA Cup. Getting ahead of myself a bit there. Gary, thanks very much for joining us tonight.
No, nice speaking to you, fellas. Cheers.